In this bulletin, the UK approves Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Prime Minister Scott Morrison officially out of quarantine. And in cricket, India claims the final one-day international of the series, denying Australia the chance of securing a rare series clean sweep. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has welcomed the emergency approval for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine in the United Kingdom. He says he still expects the first vaccine delivery in Australia to be in March next year, after approval is granted by the end of January. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says voluntary vaccinations begin next week, as soon as the first shipment of 800,000 doses arrives.
We are expecting several million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine before the end of the year. We will then be rolling it out as fast as we possibly can. But that's why I put so much emphasis, Mr. Speaker, on the continuing importance of the tiering system of mass community testing at the same time as we go forward through these tough winter months.
Russia approved a vaccine back in August, but didn't release peer-reviewed data or clinical trials protocols. The Global Police Coordination Agency has warned that organised criminal networks could be targeting the COVID-19 vaccine leading candidates and could attempt to sell fake versions. Interpol has issued a global alert to law enforcement across its 194 member countries, warning them to prepare for organised crime networks targeting COVID-19 vaccines, both physically and online. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is officially out of quarantine. Mr. Morrison has been self-isolating for 14 days at the Lodge in Canberra following a visit to Japan. He'll attend Parliament in person today. Mr. Morrison didn't go into hotel quarantine because he's a government official holding a diplomatic passport, which allows him to quarantine at home when returning from official work-related travel. The Chinese social messaging app WeChat has blocked a post from Prime Minister Scott Morrison amid a dispute over a fake image of an Australian soldier. A message posted by Scott Morrison criticising the image and praising Australia's Chinese community has now been blocked, with a message saying the content cannot be viewed because it violates regulations, including distorting historical events and confusing the public. A post by SBS Mandarin has also been blocked. The developments come as the United Kingdom and the US become the latest countries to speak out in support of Australia after France and New Zealand criticised China over the tweeted image. The Disability Royal Commission is calling for greater acceptance and inclusion in society of people with a disability. Disability Royal Commission Chair Ronald Sackville says people with disability face hardships on a daily basis. To mark the International Day of People with a Disability, National Disability Insurance Scheme participants have celebrated diversity in a unique music video. Adults and children, including Haya, danced to a song produced by the National Disability Insurance Agency.
We're better together. Let's make Australia more inclusive. Happy International Day of all the people with a disability.
The NDIS supports more than 412,000 Australians with disability, including more than 193,000 people who are receiving support for the first time. South Africa will investigate its latest lottery draw, where the winning numbers were 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 20 people have won a share of the Powerball jackpot. Lottery organisers say that sequence of numbers is often picked, but others in South Africa suspect it was some form of scam. South Africa's National Lotteries Commission will investigate the draw, which it's called unprecedented. In cricket, despite another stunning half-century from Glenn Maxwell, Australia has fallen short of achieving a one-day international series whitewash of India at Manuka Oval. Chasing 303 to win, the Australians lost by 13 runs. India's captain Virat Kohli says the team will be seeking to maintain their momentum when the two teams next meet on Friday in the first of three 2020s. Well, now the weather for Australia today. Perth, sunny and 29 degrees. Similar conditions in Adelaide, 27. Melbourne, also sunny and 23. Hobart, cloudy, 19. Canberra, partly cloudy, 26. Wollongong, cloudy and 22. Sydney, much the same, 24. Newcastle, a shower or two and 25 degrees. Brisbane, an early shower or two, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, similar conditions with a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.